A woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a lot under the care of many doctors and had spent everything she had without getting any better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Because she had heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes. She was thinking, if I can't touch his clothes, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. Her bleeding stopped immediately, and she sensed in her body that her illness had been healed. At that very moment, Jesus recognized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "Don't you see the crowd pressing against you?" Yet he asked, "Who touched me?" But Jesus looked around carefully to see who had done it. The woman, full of fear and trembling, came forward. Knowing what had happened to her, she fell down in front of Jesus and told him the whole truth. He responded, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace, healed from your disease."
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. And now I know. He touched me and made me whole. This is a wonderful song. And a favorite of many, including one of mine. Except it seems a bit out of place to me this week. For if you listen closely to Daniel's reading, Jesus didn't touch the woman. She touched him. Seems like the song should sing, I touched him. Oh, I touched him. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Well, something happened and now I know I touched him. And now I'm whole. Last week when we were all snowed in, John Hengsbergen offered to drive to Lexington and record me giving today's sermon. Now, I declined for two reasons. First, like many of you, I had no plans to get out of my sweats or PJs last Sunday morning. And that would have been some kind of sight on our YouTube channel. But second, this story is one of my all-time favorites to reflect upon. And I've yet to preach on it in my 5 years of ministry, so I wanted to give it to y'all in person. This story is powerful. It's so beautiful. And it reminds us of what can occur when we're willing to take the risk that a faith in God will not only sustain us, but indeed can transform our lives. Now, as our scripture story began this morning, Jesus, the great physician, is on his way to make an emergency house call. There was a little girl who was in a grave state, and her father begged Jesus to come. We are told that a large crowd of the curious followed Jesus. Some were hoping he would succeed. Others were really hoping he would fail. Most probably got caught up in the excitement of the parade. In this throng was one woman who was there for quite a different reason. We're told that for 12 years, she had been suffering from a bleeding hemorrhage. Now, some modern scholars have theorized that this was a bleeding cancer. If this were the case, she was, of course, beyond all medical help. This same story is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And both Matthew and Mark tell us that the bleeding woman had already been to all of the doctors, but she had only gotten worse. And to top that off, the doctors had taken all of her money. Interestingly, Luke, who was a physician himself, tells this story, but he couldn't bring himself to tell that side of the story. Call it professional pride, but he's not about to say that she was taken for all her money by a long string of doctors. How could she get the attention of Jesus? Her problem was of a very personal nature, and she didn't want to discuss it publicly. And according to Levitic law, a woman who was bleeding was considered unclean. And under law, could touch no one. there were many ancient taboos. She didn't want to go through the disciples to see Jesus. She wanted the doctor and not the nurse. Although nurses are pretty good folks. So this woman devised a plan. Having heard the stories of Jesus' power, she declared, "Even if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed." We smile at that. And we say, "Oh, bless her heart. How innocent, how naive." I want you to think about this situation with me. Let's not gloss over how incredibly risky it was for this woman to reach out and touch Jesus. In truth, that action concluded many more daring moves on her part. First of all, as I mentioned a bit ago, she was seen as unclean. And obviously, since the story said she had been bleeding for 12 years, hers was not a temporary condition. The ancient community would have looked at this woman as someone without hope. And anyone with religious or social authority would have stayed as far away from her as possible and encouraged others to do the same. So my friends, to say that she was isolated or ignored, well, that's a gross understatement. She was a woman. And remember, women were required to stay in the trenches of housework and child raising and husband keeping. They were not to be seen or heard. But here is this bleeding woman. This unclean, despised, ignored woman pushing her way through to cross all the boundary between her broken condition and God's healing. She risked not just ridicule, but truly her life. Without any guarantee of what might happen, this unnamed woman took an extraordinary chance. She reached out and she touched the garment of Jesus. And immediately he stopped and bolted upright and said, Who touched me?" The disciples were taken aback. Was this some kind of rhetorical question? "Who touched you?" "Well, Master, look around. Everyone's touching you." The New English Version quotes their words as being, "What's the purpose in asking that question?" Jesus replied with one of the most mysterious lines in the Bible. He said, "I felt power flow from me." For years, I've been mesmerized with that verse. What exactly happened in that moment? Did the lady drain his battery? It sounds as though it's almost describing a power surge. "I felt power flow from me." Whatever happened in that important matter, of course, is that in the midst of the crowd, Jesus felt the touch of a single person. So don't ever say in the enormity of the cosmos that God doesn't care about you or me or them. God not only cares, but calls us to bring our burdens. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now look. Look what happened. I just feel the excitement as if I'm watching it unfold for the first time. This bleeding woman that's seen as less than and inadequate, unclean, guilt-stricken, shameful, unworthy, this unnamed woman has the guts or the desperation. We're not sure which. But either way, she makes her way to Jesus. She doesn't ask to be healed. Did you notice that? Maybe she was afraid of rejection. Maybe she thought if she was heard, she'd be tossed out by the Jesus gatekeepers. Maybe, just maybe, she didn't even know what to ask for. She just knew that she was sick and she was tired. And she was tired of being sick and tired. So for whatever reason she didn't ask, she just reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And although it's not described as a tug, Jesus immediately noticed. In the midst of a whole crowd that needed healing, and on his way to a young girl's tomb, Jesus felt something. He was touched by her. And now look here. Look what he said. Daughter, your faith has made you well. And we read that she was immediately healed. The desperation of her faith thus became the channel that led to her healing. Now listen, I got to be honest here, folks. I'm not convinced that the fact that she touched Jesus' garment resulted in a 12-year bleeding cycle stopped. I'm not real convinced she bled for 12 years. Once again, I see these scripture lessons as stories. And here is a story about someone who was pushed to the margins. A story about someone who felt ugly and wounded and broken for a really, really long time. And she couldn't find relief from anyone. Not people she paid, not people that were supposed to love her. She could not find healing from anyone. A story this is, I think, about someone who had exhausted all her efforts and resources. She had nothing left but her faith. And while I don't know if an actual physical healing occurred, I don't have to. Because what I do know, brothers and sisters, is that this woman was made whole and restored to new life. Have you ever been where the woman was before she dared risk it all with a willing heart to reconnect with God? Your world crashing in, unsure of the next step, ideas and resources exhausted. Have you ever felt that yearning to be made whole again? Or maybe for the first time. This story, I think, reminds us that in the midst of overwhelming odds, God is willing and able to partner with us. Catch that? Partner with us. See, I think this story is in the Bible three different times to remind us that we have to take our part in making ourselves whole. I want you to think about it. Had the woman stayed in the background where they all wanted her to stay? Or had the woman just sat in the long line waiting and hoping that Jesus would find her? Who knows what might have happened? But she didn't wait. She didn't wait for someone else to lead her to the front of the line. She didn't wait until she felt good enough or fill in the blank enough to be in the presence of Jesus. She took the initiative, and against all the odds, she reached out and she made the first healing move. Maybe it's because I was raised with a good dose of accountability for my actions. that this story resonates with me so well. When I've had failures, and I've had them, when I've had disappointments, I've had a boatload of those too. When those things have happened in my life, when things seem overwhelming, I'm reminded that I have a choice. As my mama said, you can stay on the mat or you can get up. Stay on the mat or dust myself off and seek renewal and a second, a third, a fourth, a hundredth chance to regroup. And just like this woman, I've experienced God meeting me as I get up with an outstretched hand. And I've experienced God say, come on, daughter. We've got this. Ah, that word, daughter. Let's not gloss over that. Do you realize it's the only time in Scripture that Jesus used that word? Not important? Think about it this way. When the bleeding, unnamed woman took the risk and crossed the establishment's boundaries, she was not only welcome, not only healed, but she was named. Ah, she was named. She was named daughter, beloved child. A name that would immediately elevate her status from marginalized to closely intertwined with Jesus and in the in-group. Jesus, as far as we know, didn't have a biological daughter. But right here in this story, he claims this unclean, unwanted, bleeding, unnamed woman as his daughter. Can you imagine how she felt in front of that whole crowd? In front of his questioning and confused disciples? In front of everyone, this woman was claimed and loved. Wow. She heard Jesus say, daughter, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Live your life. I gave the kids these hands. And I gave them a story and a challenge and something to remember this week. So I'm going to give it to you and to me. I want you to put this hand somewhere where you'll see it. And I want it to remind you that you and me have this call to reach out. To reach out and touch the God who claims us. We have to partner and be willing to open ourselves to new possibilities. We have to take that risk that our faith is worth it. I touched God. Oh, I touched God. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know I touched God. God touched me, and now I'm whole. May it be so with you.